This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. An update to the rental subsidy policy means that some Social Security recipients nationwide may soon get more money in their pockets after a change to eligibility criteria. The Social Security Administration has announced it is expanding its rental subsidy policy for those who claim Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, payments. Under the new rule, rental assistance, such as renting at a discounted rate, will become less likely to affect a person's SSI eligibility or payment amount. SSI gives monthly payments to adults and children with a disability or blindness, as well as to adults aged 65 and older who have limited income and resources. Often, SSI payments are intended to boost the income of those who claim old age, survivors, and disability insurance payments that may fall short of providing for their basic needs. 7.5 million individuals received monthly SSI payments, averaging $654 last year. The new rule on rental subsidies for Social Security recipients had already been implemented in 7 states: Connecticut, Illinois, Indiana, New York, Texas, Vermont, and Wisconsin. Now the upcoming change will apply to all 50 U.S. states. For claimants nationwide, the change will come into effect on September 30th this year. The change will not affect how much the government agency pays per month, which runs to a maximum of $943, but it may increase amounts for current SSI recipients and expand eligibility to others. The rental subsidy change is the second made to SSI benefits in recent months. In February, the Social Security Administration announced it would no longer include food in its in-kind support and maintenance calculations, which figure the amount of informal food assistance that an SSI applicant or claimant receives from friends, family, and community support networks. The Social Security Administration said the calculation changes mean that applicants and recipients would be required to report less information to the government agency, and that it would reduce month-to-month variability in payment amounts and payment errors, which have been widely reported by Social Security recipients in recent months. A forest logging and road building project outside Helena, Montana has been scaled back because of its impacts on habitat for grizzly bears. The U.S. Forest Service has reached a settlement with 2 Montana conservation advocacy groups over the proposed project, a proposed logging and forest cleanup project of 140,000 acres northeast of Helena. The Alliance for the Wild Rockies and the Native Ecosystems Council settled with the U.S. Forest Service to stop portions of logging and burning proposed under the Middleman Project. The Forest Service had said the project in the Big Belt Mountains was needed to reduce wildfire risk to nearby communities. Environmental groups argued the work would harm wildlife. Mike Garrity with Alliance for the Wild Rockies said, "If we want grizzly bears to recover and eventually be removed from the endangered species list, which we do, we once again need to have one connected population." The two groups reached a legal agreement that allows for a commercial timber sale called the Crouching Trout Timber Sale and controlled burns in areas near homes. But the agreement also stops 110 miles of road construction and blocks logging on 5,000 acres of the 140,000 acres of forest. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.